title of the message is Christian Piety is a two-part thing. This morning I'm going to probably deal with more trying to define what piety is. I'm only going to read part of the reading. I'm only going to go down to verse 7. Mark 7, 1 through 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews did not eat unless they have given their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they came from the marketplace, they did not eat unless they washed. And they observed many other traditions, such as washing of the cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the traditions of the elders, instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'Those people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, and their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions.'" A coal black crow once stole a piece of meat. She flew to a tree and held the meat in her beak. A fox who saw her wanted the piece of meat for himself. And so he looked up into the tree and said, "How beautiful you are, my friend. Your feathers are fairer than the dove's. Is your voice as sweet as your form is beautiful? If so, you must be the queen of birds." The crow was so happy in his praise that she opened her mouth to show how she could sing, and down fell the piece of meat. The fox seized upon it and ran away. That's an Aesop's fable. We are dealing this morning with what is piety.
Did you get a moral on that fable?
Do you want to add one?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm just asking. I know Aesop's fables all end with a moral, but
no, they didn't come with one. Eat your food before you speak. I'm going to use it in a version of piety. So we're going to go around a circle a little bit. What is piety? To define what is piety is a difficult thing. I thought it would be kind of easy. You just look it up in a dictionary and it'd be just like a simple definition. Well, it is a simple definition, but it doesn't really say a whole lot. The definition doesn't say a whole lot. It's one of them that don't really give you an explanation. The quality of being religious or reverent, devotion, or holiness. Two is a belief or a point of view that is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence. The question is, how do you go about explaining something with the use of words that you can't be done? So the meaning is not really held in the words, but is the essence of the story or the spirit of the story. I use this story about the fox and the crow because I saw them as being somewhat pious in their devotion in getting the piece of meat. They wanted the piece of meat and they were going to get it no matter what. Even though the crow stole the meat from the beginning from who knows what, and the fox used trickery to get it from the crow by any means. I saw this as a form of piety, of devotion. Socrates was accused of impiety under the Athenian law. It was a legal matter in which was brought up to him. And he asked his lawyer friend, Euthyphro, I will go with that word, What is piety? Socrates asked. Because if he's being accused of impropriety, or not having piety, then he must know what piety is if he's being accused of something he's not doing. And his friend, his lawyer friend, told him that it is what he's doing and bringing charges up against his father. The story goes that his father, in order to settle an agreement, a disagreement, one of his dependents rose up and slew a servant, and he bound his legal dependent and threw him in the ditch. And then he consulted the religious authorities to figure out what he was going to do with this person. And in the meanwhile, he died in the ditch. And so Euthyphro was bringing charges against his own father because it was under the laws of the Athenian laws that he could prosecute him. And thus, that was what piety was to this lawyer. Doing the right thing. Socrates still wanted to know, he said, that's a good example of what piety is, but what really is piety? He says that is not a definition of piety. So again, Socrates is asking, if I'm being charged with impiety, then I must know what it is. Again, his lawyer friend said, piety is what is dear to the gods, and impiety is what is not dear to the gods. Think about it, he said. How do we know what is dear to the gods? What is pleasing to some or all of the gods? The Greeks had many gods. So how do we know in our piety that we are pleasing God? So Socrates didn't get a really good answer, so he approached the question again in another way. And he asked again, he said he didn't want to know what pious people should do or that pious people are just, he says. Or Euthyphro says that pious people are just people. I'll get it right here yet. And Socrates asked, well then, is justice a part of pious or being a pious person? Euthyphro said, well, yes. And that we are to attend to the gods and what they need. So in other words, we are to give to the gods so as to the betterment of the gods. That is part of the definition of piety. Of course, Socrates didn't really accept that one either. He said, well, when I give to the animals in the same way, I feed them and it is better. The animals are better. They're fed and watered. They are better. But how do I know that I get what I give to the gods? It makes them better. How can I make the gods better? So again, Socrates was not satisfied with the answer. Nor do you get, as you continue to read, a satisfactory answer. It is difficult, the way I see it, to define what piety is. Socrates believed in an inner voice that spoke to him. He was accused of being impious because he taught that people should listen to the inner voice for one thing. He taught people how to think for themselves above and beyond the Athenian laws and what the Greeks believed. And so he didn't teach that you should blindly accept the laws of the state. And so he was accused of being impious to the Athenian laws. Socrates, as you know, or may not know, he died, and where he was accused and found guilty, and he was he accepted, took on his death by drinking hemlock. And he would rather have died believing and thinking the way he did rather than change. So what is piety? We look at the verses this morning, and can we say that we try to tell what piety is through a story, an illustration? And I think that the answer is yes. In the story that Aesop's fable that I tried to use, there is an illustration of piety, a serious devotion to something. We can't say that Jesus was against traditions and say that piety is just following traditions, and or you know that if you that Jesus here in this story was trying to say, well, these people were so pious, but they followed these traditions so legalistically, that made them pious, and that Jesus was speaking against traditions. Excuse me. I don't think that that's what Jesus was talking about. He was not going against and saying that traditions make a person pious, or that he was trying to do away with them. He wasn't saying that traditions are not good and you should throw them away and do whatever you want. I think Jesus was saying something in between doing the tradition and throwing something out. I think we're in a day and age, I think sometimes where we want to throw all our institutions out, we want to start all over, we want to get rid of everything, and by doing so, you get rid of our traditions. And I know I fled from traditions into a more a liberal setting, but I still think traditions have a very important part. And I don't think Jesus is trying to say that traditions are bad, because he himself observed some type of traditions. Somewhere in between this is where piety lies, and I think it lies in a large strip of land in between. It's not easily defined what a pious person is, or what piety is. I'd be interested in any examples that people in comments might make. But what do you think about when a person says, that's a Christian person, that's a pious person? I recently changed, I'm now pulling a dry van box, and a lot of the people that I deal with are different. And Keith, who's the guy in Mercer, who I've known for many, many, many years, he says, the agent that is gonna you're gonna be dealing with a lot is a Christian person. Watch what you say. I'm saying, well, what is he trying to say? That he's a pious person and I'm not? Or that he is? You know, where does that lie? But I understood what he meant when people say, watch out, that person is a Christian, he's a pious person. You have to watch what you say. But is that really what piety is? Can't we as liberal thinking people that think outside of the box be pious people too? I think so. I think that's what piety is about. That's why it's so hard to define. How do we define what piety is? Anybody want to try? What was the last one?
Of a hope, sincere, but unlikely to be fulfilled.
So it can be a compliment or an insult.
Depending upon how you say it, I guess.
And I found devotion and humility.
Devotion and humility. Yeah. There's a broad spectrum of things that cover piety. It does have two sides to it, I think. Eventually, Jesus is going to talk about some of the things that next Sunday we'll get into a little bit more. I merely wanted today was try to define what piety is and the broad spectrum in which it can cover. Jesus is accusing the people of the days who were strictly following the Mosaic law, but really missing the whole point. What was the point? There's something more in piety than just simply doing acts religiously. Isn't there? Huh?
Being.
Just being whatever you're going to be. Can I have piety onto something that's negative and something that's not real good? Yeah, I think so. We can be religiously hateful. So piety, as I started out thinking, well, this will be real easy. But it turned out to be not quite so easy to define what piety is. Jesus says, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So piety is something about the inner person. Says they worship me in vain, and they worship mere human rules. For some reason, I see a lot of that. Just everywhere you look. I'm going to ask the question again. What is piety? Before I close. And I'm going to leave you thinking. Hopefully this week.
Just to throw a curveball, it depends on your religious tradition.
It's been a what?
It depends on your religious tradition. In Islam, it is the highest of the virtues.
Yeah. To reverently adhere to the Islamic laws and the tradition. Yeah, to do right. To do what is right. So in the end, Socrates' lawyer was right. To do what is right. That's the question. Who determines what is right? You're supposed to do the spirit of the law. You're supposed to do what is right. But is what is right in every circumstance right? He uses the illustration of murder. Socrates did. Well, murder is considered to be wrong by all the gods, but in some circumstances, is it? We had the death penalty. We have people who are put to death for various different reasons. War, to defend yourself. Depends on how far you want to go. It has two sides. Any other comments? Messages?
When I hear the word, all I ever think of is hypocrisy.
Oh, hypocrisy. Okay, that's interesting. So you see a person who is pious who says, hypocrisy in what the person is doing. He's saying one thing and actually doing something else. Kali says, like the Catholic priests. See, we all have a different definition of what piety is. Any other comments? What is piety? Is what you and I are doing? Are we pious in what we do? Is what we do in our daily lives pious living?
Is it a good thing one way or the other?
Right. Is it a good thing?
Higher and bring me home to you. Bless the hearts of all who are gathered here. We give with glad and generous hearts. Please accept our offerings so that they may be used for your glory. Amen.